Aidan Batar with the Catholic Community Services of Utah says the Afghans refugees are a special group.
The Afghan refugees that are coming to the United States, these are individuals who put their lives on the line helping our U.S. forces in Afghanistan for so many years. I think this is the smallest thing we can do by helping them and their families.
He says once they are evacuated from Afghanistan, the refugees will fly to a third country for initial processing, and then will be brought to one of several intake sites in the United States for additional vetting. Batar says while there is no firm date for when the first group of refugees will arrive, he says Utah agencies are preparing to receive them in the near future.
Some states are already started getting some folks, but Utah, we're still waiting. So I will say probably in the next week or in the next weeks, we should be getting some families arriving here in Utah.
Batar says Utah assistance agencies are looking for homes to place the refugees. Agencies that can assist them with basic living needs such as clothes and furniture and monetary donations to help the families settle in.
Special immigrant visa holders, those are the ones that have worked with the U.S. forces in Afghanistan, getting their permanent residency. So we have been appealing to our community to donate so we can provide the services that these vulnerable groups that are in need.
He adds that many of the Afghanis left the country with little more than the clothes on their backs and whatever they could carry in a small bag. To help, contact Catholic Community Services or the International Rescue Committee offices in Utah. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Casey Taylor.